The Mishnah said, Yeshalav Eirin Yiskayim Bechaisamav. The Mishnah said, when you have a normal get, to get in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no need for Befarei Nechtav, so we assume it's a good get, unless there are Eirin. Rashi said, if the Baal is Ma'arer, so if they are Eirin, then Yiskayim Bechaisamav, then we require a Kiyum. Obviously, if there are no Eirim, the Mishnah is saying that we don't require a Kiyum, we just assume it's good. Which means that we don't tie the Mizuyif. If there's no one tying Mizuyif, if there's no Ma'irer tying Mizuyif, and not only that, Rashi's Mashma, if it's not the Baal, Dafka the Baal tying Mizuyif, we assume that the Shtar is good. So there were Rishayim that understood from here to learn out of Klal. That we don't tie the mizuyif, that loy tanin a mizuyif. The Ran brings from some Balei Tosfos, and obviously not our Tosfos, that they held that this mishnah is a raya, that we don't tie the loy tanin a mizuyif. That there's a chazaka, a shtar is good, and if there's no moirer, we never tie the mizuyif, not on any shtaris, not on a gerisha, and not on dinei mum. Our Tosfos is coming lafuke from these Rishayim. These Rishayim who would compare get to Shtar Mamon and say, just like by get, if there are no Eirin, we don't tie in a Mizuyif. They are being mechalik. They're saying that Shtar Get and Shtar Mamon are exactly the same. Our Tosfos is coming to argue with that. Mishnah Bechlal, the first parak of Gittin, as I think a lot of you say this to Ketaisis and Ansai and Yanni. So that this Taisis primarily or entirely is not talking about yet. Taisis is talking about whether we should learn Dine Mamin from our Mishnah, which is Get. And the Mela we have this, which is a Yusaitis to Ketaisis, the Gabe Dine Tanina. Now, the Tosfos can be complicated. You have to really break the Tosfos into pieces in order to digest it properly. So let's see, we're going to learn the first piece of Tosfos. What is the aside of Tosfos? The aside of this Tosfos is that we do say Taninan by Dine Mamon, we do say Taninan Mizuyas, and it's not the same as Get, Amishna Get, by Iguna, Ikilu, whatever reason, we don't tie the Mizuyas. But it's, you can't compare it to Dine Mamon. Tosfos is going to prove that's the Tosfos. Tosfos here, in a nutshell, is two words: Tanina and Mizuyif. That we tie it for your Simon, the Shtar is Mizuyif. So let's see how Tosfos goes about proving it. Tosfos, on this Amid, has two parts. The first part of Tosfos wants to prove it up his Svara. And the second part of Tosfos wants to prove it from a Gemara above a Basra. We'll deal now with the first part of Tosfos. What's the first part of Tosfos? Svara, straight Svara. Now we don't say that if somebody comes to be Teveh from Yisayinim, we say Tanina Mizuyif. What's the Svara? Im Loikein, Loishafkes Chai L'chol Beria. Otherwise, every time in the assignment, people will write up shtaris in their house, and they'll be tevei the assignment. So that's a svara. Now it's not a raya from a gemara anyway. It's just a pis svara. It must be tanin liyasmi, because if we're not going to say tanin liyasmi that it's peru, that it's mizuyif, then everybody will come and be tevei from the assignment. So let's see Tosfos inside. Tosfos says, "Avo kol zman de lo es de lo yosi balu ma'arer." By get, we don't tie the mizuyif if the baal is not mar. And why? Zaktaisis, only because we shall make iguna hikilu varabon. Avu bimamin tanina mizuyif l'nifre shalai b'fanav. But any din taira of a maminis, anybody who comes l'nifre shalai b'fanav. If the person is here, Bezin doesn't tie with him. He should tie himself. But if he's not here, Umei Yisayimim, or if he died, and there Yisayimim, Umei Lekuchis, Dim Gleikem, Eshachis Chai Lechol Beria, Sheyuchel Kol Adam, Lichtai Shtar, Milvo, Lahaxim Eidim, Eyatzma, Evelitru, Shalai Befanam, Yisayimim Lekuchis. So Tysus here is arguing our Pisara must be Tanina Mizoyis. Must be. Because otherwise, Lashafkas Chaya, everybody will forge Shtarais against Yisayimim or against any case where a person moved away and he has Karka here, they'll forge Shtarais. So why by get don't we Tanina Mizoyif? Why don't we say Tanina Mizoyif by get? Here we're interested in protecting everybody. We're interested in protecting the veld, that there shouldn't be an Eishes Ish that goes out with a false get. So the terrorist to that is because we shouldn't be giving a kibbutz. Because here we have another reason to make sure the get is kosher. Nothing to do with mammon. Just because we're worried about Eishes Ish. We get a whole world. You do have a problem with Shachas Chaya. You do have a problem with Shachas Chaya. Any woman whose husband is in Chutz Laaretz or Medina Sayyam, she'll just forge a shtar. She'll write a get. She'll make believe it's a get. And we're not going to tie it on the Mizoyif. We should have to protect people the same thing. So Tysus, no. Again, we should be good like you. So Tysus is no proof. This line of Tysus is where we have to understand. The Emes Tysus holds that we do tie the Mizuyif. But for the next while, we're going to be talking Kilu Yiram, because we're going now on this part of Tysus. Okay, the emes of Tysus is that Tanina Mizoyif. But we are now shtelling zich on this part of Tysus. Don't let it confuse you. We're shtelling now. Tysus is saying, no. Mizoyif, we do not tie for Yisayim. Perua, we do tie for Yisayim. What do we gain with that? You're worried, by Shafkas Chaya, any person will come and write up a full shtar and bring it into the Yisayim. So we'll tie it, Perua. Someone will bring the shtar. We'll say it was Perua. So Zok Tysus at this point, Mizoyif, we do not tie it for your side. Perua, we do tie it for your side. Now before we get into any lumbus, just touch the assignment here. A man walks in with an IOU. So Tysus, the assignment they have no clue. The assignment have no clue in their father's business. So it's left to Bezdin. So Bezdin will not tie the Mizuyas. Bezdin will tie the Perua. Bezdin will not tie the Mizuyas. Bezdin will tie the Perua. Why? If you're going to tell me Bezdin doesn't tie anything, I have no problem. Bezdin doesn't say tie anything, then I'm in the business of tying. It's fine. You're going to tell me Bezdin tie is everything. Also, okay, you're going to tell me such a halacha, I shall say, Bezdin tie is everything. Good. Now we're saying Bezdin is not going to tie the Mizuyas, but they will tie the Perua. Why? So you'll have to say the what's the Shriach and what's a stronger tainer? The Perua is a stronger tainer, and Mizuyas is less Shriach. So that's what I have to say. Mizuyas. Okay, 1 second. Mizuyas is less shriach than perua. What's more shriach? To forge a shtar? Or to pay a shtar when the other person still has it? Both not so shriach. If Tysus says tanina perua and loy tanina mezuyif, the stub Tysus is learning that mezuyif is not shriach. If perua is shriach, even Perua, when the other person still has a shtar.
It may not be smart.
It's more shriah. It may not be smart, but it's shriah. I think most people here never were mizayif a shtar. But Mustam, you did pay people sometime. I don't know if anybody ever had a shtar against you, but you paid person. I know you. Occasionally you pay a person, you trust them, you just pay up your chayr. So, l'chayra, taich and taisvis is that loy tanin a mizuyif, why? Because it's not shriah. And Tanina Perua, why? Because it's more Shriach.
Yes,
That's right. If it's paid already, why does the other person have a shtar? It's very suspicious. So we're still going to have to say that that's more shchiach than a forged shtar. Right, they're both not so shchiach. You're right. The other person still has a shtar, and we're tiny perua. The time the father paid it, didn't take the shtar back. Also not so shchiach. But if Tosfos says tanina perua and not tanina mezuyas, l'chayre daf mezog, that Tosfos holds ziyuf is less shchiach, and perua, even with the other person has the shtar, is more shchiach. Okay, that's what you have to say in Tosfos. Problem is, we're going to make such a hanach. Mezuyif is less shchiach, perua is more shchiach. We make such a hanach. Now, let me ask you a question. Why is perua believed? If you come with a shtar that I owe you money, and I say perua, why am I believed? What does Tosfos say? Perua is believed with a migo of mezuyif. Perua is believed with a migo of mezuyif. You know what's going on here? Why am I believed to say perua, which is a more shchiach thing to happen? Because I have a migu, I could have said mezuyif, which is less shchiach. There's something wrong with that. Does it stem? If perua is more shchiach than mezuyif, so why am I believed perua with a migu mezuyif? Believe me, with this taina, now this taina is not strong enough to be believed. But Avamigo, I could have said a different taina, so believe me with this taina. But the different taina is worse than this taina.
Yeah,
yeah, yes, explain to me. You hear? It's less shchiach and it's a better taina.
It's a better taina than Mizuya than to say
Maruah. Why?
Because you're not saying that you yourself are saying that that Shana Thomas for, it's not telling you.
How could something be a better taina if it's less likely it happened?
It's a stronger taina, it's not that it's often. Why not? It's a stronger taina, it's not that it's often.
Easier to say, it's forged. It's easier to say. By saying it's forged.
A person could say anything. A person says it's forged, a person says perua. If I say it's mezuyif, I say it's mezuyif because I have the chutzpah to say mezuyif. That's good for why? Because I tell you that I'm not sure. I'm the katayna. What? That's true. That's going to be a problem anyway, which I hope to get to. But to say perua because of mezuyif, you're telling me it's mezuyif. I have the chutzpah to tell you mezuyif. But I'm not telling you mezuyif. I'm telling you perua. A perua wouldn't be believed. To have a migu, I could have had chutzpah and said mezuyif. But maybe I didn't say it because mezuyif is not shchiach. I don't want to say something that's not shchiach. I don't have the chutzpah. So how can you tell me, perua, a migu the mezuyif, mezuyif is not shchiach?
What? I think it's more chutzpah
to say you paid it. Maybe it's more chutzpah to say I paid it. It's a chishra. It's a chishra. So what do I need to make a mezuyif? Believe me, with perua. I said perua. What? It's harder to disprove which one. I thought it was easier to disprove mezuyif. Just be mekayim the shtar. Perua, you can't disprove me. Well, that's why I need a migu. If you wouldn't have a shtar, I wouldn't need a migu. I'd just say I pay. Maybe just saying is a way. But Bezdin, okay, at that point we all agree. I think the first half we all agree. Bezdin will tine us something based on how shchiach it is. And if Tosfos has a tzad that Bezdin will tine a perua, now mezuyif must be that perua is more shchiach than mezuyif. I think that's that first time that we didn't argue. So that half I have no problem with. Now switch to the other half. I don't understand where everyone's coming from. Perua itself is not believed. But Perua is believed with amigo Mizoyev. And Mizoyev is weaker than Perua. Perua is not believed. You have a star. I'm not believed today. But I need amigo Mizoyev.
Believe me, if I was really going to lie, I would have made up a good lie
and saying... But that's not a good lie. Perua is a better lie than Mizoyev.
Yeah, that's a big deal. If I want to lie, I could have lied instead of...
I think people would prefer to say lies that are more current to them, is more believable.
Because it's believable, it's not being forged.
Very easy to kind of say it. Very easy.
Perua and leaving the shtar in the other person's house, hands, is more shtar than the Zoya. Is that the case? But I would say, can you look for Ruah with the other person?
Yeah, but
not sure. Therefore, so therefore, Pro needs to make a mistake. Okay, I'm not sure if everyone really has a much deeper kavana, which I'm not having, or which it may be. What? And if the Baal Din himself is saying Perua, which is weaker, which is stronger? Both the Baal Din himself. Perua is also chutzpah. Mizuyev is also chutzpah. They're both chutzpah. Shkayach. I might have said a fight. I'll say I paid it. You're not doing it. I'm a star. My experience is that when everyone says something, there's something there, but I don't hear it. Today. Sorry. Why does a Mizuyev work? Can't be that Mizuyev only wants to be a pro and pro, so the same thing. One thing has to have an emanis in order for the other thing to work. That's right, it's part of the question. If Perua is begging a Mizuyev, Mizuyev works, it's not Perua work on its own 2 feet. Why does it need a Migo Mizuyev? But if Mizuyev works, it's not Perua work on its own 2 feet. By Mizuyev. So Perua with a Shtar Chabiyadi is better or worse than a Mizuyev? All right. Let me tell you. Maybe. Fine. So then you're making the Perua even better. So then the problem is aggravated. Why does Perua need to make a Mizuyev? You're reinforcing the problem. And let me tell you, in the Berachos Avraham, he writes that they asked this question to the Brisker Rav, that, again, B'man HaShach, if it must be Perua's Moshiach, if Mizuyev is Moshiach, then Taisus Tanina doesn't make sense. Since Taisus says Tanina Perua and not Tanina Mizuyev, must be Perua as more shliach and Mizuyev as less shliach. If so, why does Perua need a migud to Mizuyev? So the Brisker Rav answered. I'll tell you the words right now. Maybe it's what you're all arguing. It says really Perua is more believable than Mizuyev. However, since there's a chesaron of shtar chabiyadi, my boy. That chesaron of shtarcha biyadi my boy requires that the person tining Perua has to have something over the shtar. He's saying Perua, and there's a shtar that's screaming, you're a liar. If you paid, why does the other person still have the shtar? So he needs something which specifically weakens the shtar. So the Vigud de Mizuyev is, it means that he has the kayak to weaken the shtar. He could say Mizuyev. He's not saying Mizuyev. But he could say Mizuyev, which means that he has a kayak over the shtar. If he has a kayak over the shtar, so then we believe Perua. Perua is takabosh chiyach. And really it should be believable by itself. just there's the problem. If you paid, why did the other person have a shtar? If you paid, how come the other person stayed leave there with a shtar? Say, so, yes, there's this problem. So let's brisk her up. You need Biga de Mesuyif to make a reis or a kayak against the shtar. Once there's a kayak against the shtar, so now Peru is believed. Now this itself needs a little more hesper. It's a technical answer, but I think from when we finish with Rabbi Chanan, if there'll be time, and if I remember, we'll come back. It'll make the it'll make this Christian Rabbi a little easier to swallow. But this is what he says again. Maybe it's what you meant, that the Peruah really is more Shniach than the Zoyah. Just Perua has this one problem appointment. Shtar to be adding my body to pay the Ashar. So for that, you need a Migo Mizuyah. He didn't say Mizuyah. He only said Perua. Why? Yeah, but if I'm lying, what is a Migo? If I'm lying, I'm lying anyway. I should have said a better lie. Why? Because I'm Mizuyah, but it's not Perua either. If I'm a liar, you're chayshim. I'm a liar. That's a migul. You're chayshim. I'm lying when I say perua. So believe me, I'm not lying. If I'd be lying, I would have said a better lie.
It's not a better lie.
The mezuzah is not a better lie because it's lashchiyah.
It's not lashchiyah.
It's a problem with the brisker of teretz. That's the brisker of saying you need a migul mezuzah, but I wouldn't tie a mezuzah if it's lashchiyah. I don't want to tie the time instead of lashchiyah. You're right. Let's. This is the first problem with the Taisvis. We'll put it aside. If you have a chance, we'll come back to it. But this is the first Nikuda of problem with this Taisvis. Second Nikuda, which is the Rabbi Chanan, is the Reb Shimon in Bava Metzias Siman Hey, which is identical to the Rabbi Chanan. And this Rabbi Chanan, this Reb Shimon is famous as the Reb Shimon Reb Chanan that defines Migul. It happens to be here in Yeshiva. We haven't learned the Bavas for a number of years already, but when we learn the Zikin, it's a very basic Yisodistic Reb Shimon Reb Chanan. Let's leave the Taisis for a minute. Let's talk about Migul. Let's talk about how Migul works, and then we'll be able to come back to Tosfos. The Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon offer, just to keep it simple, I'll keep on calling Rabbi Chanan, but Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chanan say the same thing. Rabbi Chanan says there are two ways to learn Migul. There's the way the whole Welt learns it, and then there's the Mechudishtik way that Rabbi Chanan is introducing us to. How does a person normally learn the concept of Migul? Again, a classic Migul is Perua Migul de Mizuyah. So we'll use that as an example. Perua Migul de Mizuyah. A normal case, no Yisayinim. A person comes, he says, I owe him money. I tell him I paid. He says, I have a shtar. I tell him, yeah, believe me, Perua, I have a Migul, I could have said Mizuyah. If that's a typical case of Migul. What is Migul? The normal way to learn Migul is that it's an anansadi, or a birur. Rabbi Chanan uses the phrase anansadi, I think Rashi used the word birur. What is a birur? It means it's a logical proof. Isn't that the way we always learn a Migul? It's a logical proof. If I'm a liar, I would have said a different lie. There's a better lie that I could win with. So why would I make up a story? It must be I'm telling the truth. I have a Migul, I could have said something else. You come to me with the shtar. You say I owe you money. I say I pay. You tell me I'm a liar. If I'm a liar, I could have said, I never borrowed it. The shtar is false. So it's a logical proof that I'm probably telling the truth, because if I wanted a lie, I could have said something else. I could have said a different time. Now he doesn't have to say the Migul. A Migul works. He just says a time. The Bez then believes him with the Migul. Now that's the normal, typical way to learn Migul. One of the problems with this is that maybe he's a liar and he's just an Amoritz, he's not such a Lamdin. He didn't think of the second time. And who says everybody is such a Lamdin? Alright, probably the Mizuyev is a pretty easy time. But there are other Bigus where we say, believe him with the first time, he could have said a second time. Who said he's so smart he would have thought of the second time? Who said that he's, maybe he doesn't know to say a second time? So there's a famous line from Reb Chaim that he said that when it comes to money, everyone's smart. Nobody's an Amar. It's a person who wants to cheat money, he'll figure it out. The biggest Amaratz will figure it out. Whether Reb Chaim meant that seriously or as a Lissishmuz, I don't know. But Lamaisa, I call it the normal way to learn Migu is the first way. That it's a birur, it's a proof. And this is the way, when you had, if you had Migu in the past, this is the way you learn Migu. Migu is, it's a proof I'm telling the truth. We had Exubis Peshasa Peshasa, right? Somebody brings a shtar, so he's believed to say, Anusima Yinu, if he has a Migu, that he could have said, it's not my signature. I must be telling the truth. If not, I would have said a different story. The Malva. So what does the Malva have to do? If he's the kind of star, if the Malva bring Aiden to show it's a good star, he takes away the other person's Migul, and then the person's not believed to say Perua because he doesn't have a Migul. So you think? If he tainis perua, yeah, of course. Every time you say perua, migdal mezuyif, you won't be stronger than if you would have said mezuyif. Just like if you would have said mezuyif, kiyum would destroy your tainu. So perua migdal mezuyif, you're right. If you destroy the tainu mezuyif, the tainu shrap, nothing. This is the first way to learn. This is the easy way to learn. A person learns in the sifti, you learn migul, you learn it's a bearer. Dafyami, you learn it, you learn it's a bearer. This is the typical way to learn, and no one could deny that there's a certain amount of bearer. Rabbi Chanan is not saying that the first way is not true, he's just saying that there's a second part. The second way to learn Migu is that Migu gives a person a kayach ha-taymen. The phrase kayach ha-taymen is Rabbi Shimon's phrase. Rabbi Chanan uses the words kayach ha-mufzik. The yeshiva world is known as kayach ha-taymen. Kayach ha-taymen. What is kayach ha-taymen? Kayach ha-taymen is, forget about amigo. Maybe I would have never thought it a second time. Kayach ha-taymen means, I'm stronger than you. Since I ka-taymen mezuyif against the shtar, I'm stronger than the shtar. The Mela, I could say whatever I want against the shtar. I could say the most far-fetched taina against the shtar, because I have a kayach taina against the shtar. What does kayach taina mean? It means, since I could have said mezuyif, and I could destroy the shtar just by saying it's fake. So I have the kayach to say whatever I want against the shtar. Once I could destroy the shtar with one taina, I have a kayach taina to say anything against it. And Besdin is mechuyev to believe in. Not for logical reasons. Not because logically, if I'd be lying, I'd say something else. No. It's because of a technical reason. I have the kayach against this time. That's kayach atayim. The second one has to be said. Believe me with perua, with amigo mezuyah. The Mizuyah Bezdin would accept. Since they would accept it, so I have a Kayach HaTayin, and maybe I could say anything with a Migu the Mizuyah. That's Kayach HaTayin. Now, it sounds like the words Kayach HaTayin are coming down from the mountain. This new concept, I would like to just explain a little bit of what Kayach HaTayin means. Okay, a regular, just an explanation and understanding of what it means, Kayach HaTayin. Let's say you say I owe you money, Let's say I have no shtar. You say I owe you money. And I say I paid you already. Am I believed? You have no shtar. You just walk into bed and you say, Pliny owes me money. And Pliny says, what do you mean I paid you? Is he believed to say he paid? Huh? Of course he's believed. Now, when I say he's believed, what does that mean? Does Bezdin really believe he paid? Like Bezdin's ready to swear he paid? The other person says he didn't pay. He says he did pay. So when we say Bezdin believes that he paid, what does it mean he believes it? We believe him? It's his word against his word. We believe him. He has a kayach to Taina, I don't owe you money. It's not because we really believe him, as if to say he's more believable than him. It's not so. If Moshe Rabbeinu says you owe me money, and Dasan and Avir say I pay, so Dasan and Avir are not going to, they're going to win. Why? Because they have a kayach at Taina. I'll give you another example. Let's say you have a person who's a millionaire. And it's in the newspapers, he bought a very fancy $1 million diamond. Right? He bought $1 million diamond. And one day he comes, he says, the diamond's missing, someone stole it. There's someone else, a poor guy, everyone knows him for the last 20 years. He's been living on the street, he's been collecting a shul. And suddenly one day he has $1 million in the bank. The day after, this guy's $1 million was stolen. He has $1 million. So Bezdin calls him in. They say, did you steal the diamond? Or did you steal the cash? Whatever it was. He says, no, I didn't steal it. Where'd you get the money from? I always had it. I was pretending I didn't have it. Is he going to be believed with that diamond? Is he going to be believed? Believe him?
I don't believe him.
You don't believe him? You understand what I'm talking about? That's Kayach HaTaina. Kayach HaTaina is that there are certain times that you could say things. We say Bezdin believes you, it doesn't mean Bezdin's ready to swear you're telling the truth. But it means you have the kayach. If a person's been living like a pauper all his life, and then he walks in with $1 million in his pocket, and he says, I had it all along and I was pretending, he has a kayach of taina. Unless we can disprove him, he has the kayach of the taina. That means he has the right to taina. Kayach of taina means he has the right to taina. He has every right to taina. And that's the kayach that every person is a mosek. Every person a mosek has. You have a right to say anything you want. If the other person has no proof against you, you can say the most far-fetched story in the world. You can say $1 million it rained on my house yesterday, $1 million, and I picked it up. Whatever he says, not because we believe him, but because he has a kayach to tell. Zakra bochan. Migu is kayach hataina. It's a right to taina. You have a shtar against me? If I'm stronger than your shtar, and I could taina mizuyif against your shtar, I could say anything. I could say the most far-fetched story I want. As long as I have a migu, and I could defeat you with a taina which is believable, so I could say any other taina I want, hey yais, I have a migu of a believable taina, I could be believed with this too. So I could say Perua with a Miga Mizuyas. You believe me, Perua? How come you have the shtar? No, I have a Miga Mizuyas. I'm stronger than your shtar. And Kayach HaTaina is enough to win. So these are two ways to learn Migu. They're both true. But Bachan is not saying the first part is not true. He's just saying there's also the second part. So again, person comes in. Someone walks in, another example of Beaver. Reuven walks into Bezdin. He says, Shimon grabbed my jewelry away from me. I was standing in the street, Shimon grabbed it from me. There were no witnesses, he's Teveya. So Shimon says, Ian Chatfi, I taka grabbed it from you. V'didi chatfi, but what I grabbed from you was mine, was really mine from years ago. And in chatfi v'didi chatfi. So why is he believed? Because he could have said, I didn't grab it from you. There were no witnesses. So we believe him to say, what I grabbed, I did grab it from you, but it's mine. And we believe him, because he has a migu, he could have said, I never grabbed it. So there are two parts to the migu. One is the birur, the logical part. You say, he must be telling the truth. If he's a liar, he could have just denied the whole thing. And then there's the second part. The part that says, he has a kayach ha-taina, he's stronger than the other person's taina. The other person's taina, you grab from the Yerganis, I'm stronger than that, I could have denied it. So Mamela, I could say I grabbed it, and despite grabbing it, I'm not a ganav. What's the nafkamina? The two ways of learning it. So there are a number of nafkaminas that Rabbi Chanan brings down. One is amigul lechatzitaina. What is amigul lechatzitaina? It's a case of migul, where I taina A, and I say I have a taina for taina B. With taina A, I tried to take away from you two fields. Taina A, I'm taina, both fields are mine. Let's say I taina that I'm really your brother, your long lost brother, and when you yarshined it, I have a right to half the fields. So I'm taining this time, I'm really a Yairish and I have a right. I have no proof. I shouldn't be believed. But I have a migu. My migu is a migu lechatzi time. Let's say I'm tining, I have a right to two fields. Believe me, because I'm one of the fields I've been living for the last 3 years, and I could have said I bought it from you. I could have said I bought this field from you. I have a migu. So believe me that I'm a Yairish. I want to get both fields. Because I have a migu, I could have said I bought this one field and I would have gotten the field. Is that a logical migu? That legal makes sense? Huh? Is it logical? Half logical. What would you say? If a person says, believe me, I'm a Yairish, because if I'm a liar, I would have said I'm a Lekeach. Right, why would he's going to say, if I'm a liar, I would have said the second lie. No, you'd rather say the first one. You're hoping to win double. So there's no logic, believe me, with this time, I could have said Chatzi time. Could have said a different time, which is half as good. You don't want to say a time which gets you half the money. You want to get all the money. So, if you go to first Mahalach, then amigo lechatzi taina is not amigo at all. You win nothing. You're not believed at all. You can't say, believe me, at least partially, because I could have said a second time. No, you came into Bezdin hoping that somehow you'll be believed with the first taina. And that's why you said it. You can't say, I can't be lying. If I'm a liar, I would have said the second. But the second taina makes less money for you. So you, that's why you didn't say the second time. What? He said he wants both. But he only has a migu on one. You can't say he bought both because he only lived on one for 3 years. You can only say that you bought something if you lived there for 3 years. The FS is Gimel Shani. So one of those, he lived for 3 years. So that one, he's saying, have a migu of Lakor. So there would be no migu. The Ran, later in Perikah Aymer, brings Rishayim that say a migu lechatzi taina is a good migu, at least for that half of the taina. A migu lechatzi taina is a good migu for that half. In other words, we won't believe you. You're Yairish. That we're not going to believe you on both fields. But at least we'll believe you with the migu on the half that you have a migu on that one field that you have a migu, and that we'll believe you. For that, we do say amigo. Dr. Abachan, and why? There's no logic to it. Logically, he tainted the other tainted because he thought he'll possibly gain more. The teretz is, but he can't say both. Either he bought it or he actually did. He can't do both.
No, if he's going to have just for that field, he'll have amigo. He's not going to have both fields.
But if he says, he had to say, if he wanted to say he's the Irish, he had to tie in both fields. He wants, that's why he wanted both fields. Zot Rebbe Chanan, you know why Amigo works L'chatzitayna? The reason it works, Amigo L'chatzitayna, is because he has a Kayachatayna. On the field, he's been in for 3 years. He's a Bailim. He has a right to say anything he wants L'gabi that field. He has a Kayachatayna. And if he says, I'm your long lost brother, it's the strangest time in the world. It's like this poor man who says, I had this money. And it doesn't matter. He has a kayach atayna on that field. He's been there 3 years. He could say lakuach. Since he could say lakuach, he could say anything he wants. And for that field, he has a kayach atayna. Whatever he says, we'll get it. But Gabi, he wants more. He says, I want to be a chelik in all the Yerusha. No, that we don't believe him. He doesn't have a kayach atayna on other fields. But at that field, which he has kayach atayna, we're going to allow him to keep it with a Titus Yairish with Amigo of Lokuach. So he has to say something. Because Chazaka without a Taina is not a Chazaka, right? He's got to say something. But if he Taina is the most far-fetched Taina in the world, as long as he has Amigo of Lokuach, we give it to him because of this Kayacha Taina that he has. See, that's what you're going to ask. If it's not logical, so let me ask you, in the case of the poor person, he says, this $1 million, the other person had $1 million stolen from him yesterday. And he walks in with $1 million today, he says, I had it all along. What gives us a right to believe him? I don't believe him, you don't believe him. 100 people out of 100 people won't believe him. What gives us, the answer is, that's the Din Mosik. The Din Mosik, Rabbi Chanan calls it Kayach HaMosik. He calls it Kayach HaTayin. It's the same thing. He's a Mosik. And he has a right. For whatever he has a kayach, he has a right. This is the second thing. Rabbi Chanan has another nekuda that he explains. The concept of migu de ha'aza. Yes. You just go out there and start a little bit. So I have to come back to it. But you're right. Otherwise. Another thing Rabbi Chanan explains with that is Migu de Ha'aza. What is Migu de Ha'aza? It's the following case. It's also in Cheskas Habatim. Izi da achli chushla. Remember the phrase. Goats. Someone's goats came into my field and they ate some of my pears. I grabbed the goats. They leave my field. I grabbed them. I run to bed. They say, these goats, they ate whatever, they had $1,000 worth of pears. The owner of the goats says, make it tasty, maybe they only ate $50 worth of pears. Prove to me that it's $1,000, how am I going to prove what they ate? No way to prove it. So for Izi Dachli Chushla, there's a migu, since I have the goats, I could have said, I bought these goats from you. I could have said, they're my goats, I bought them, I'm a mosik now, the goats are in my assuming that it would work, but let's say I would have a migu on these goats, that I could have said I bought these goats. So I'm believed until the value of the goats. Let's say the goats are worth $1,000, so I could say the goats ate $1,000 worth of pears. I have a migu. Believe me that the goats ate $1,000 worth of pears, because if I'm a liar, I could have said I bought the goats from you. Now this is a migu de ha'aza, I'll tell you why. Because when I say the goats ate $1,000 worth of pears, you don't know if I'm lying or not. I'm not lying to your face. Even if I'm lying, you don't know. The nitfa doesn't know if I'm lying. To say I bought it from you is a bigger chutzpah. Because there I'm telling him, I bought these goats from you, and the other person knows full well that I'm lying. A person would rather say a taina where no one knows he's lying, better than a taina where someone knows he's lying. So it's really a shvach amigu. Because the migu, I'm saying, believe me, the goats ate $1,000 worth of payers. If I'm a liar, I would have said I bought it from you. But that's a migu de ha'aza. It's really not, it doesn't prove anything, because you don't want to say something we have to lie to my face. So, bearer-wise, it's really not a good migu. Because I could tell you, yeah, you'd rather say the $1,000 where no one knows that you're telling the truth, rather than to say you're bored.
I know that won't work.
Well, FLPK. A Migul Da'aza works by Mamid. Doesn't Migul Da'aza doesn't work to Pata from Shua, which Rabbi Chanan explains. But Akopanim, Migul Da'aza works by Mamid. Why? Why does Migul Da'aza work by Mamid? So there's a pshat the Velt says. What's the Velt's pshat? Migul Da'aza works by Mamid. Why? Huh? Because for money, a person will be a chutzpinik too. That's the pshat, which maybe there's some truth to it. Rabbi Chanan says, you know why Migul Da'aza works by Mamid? Where it works? Because I have a kayach ha-taymah. Lamaisa, I have a kayach ha-taymah. You're saying I wouldn't have wanted a taymah. Maybe you're right. But Lamaisa, I have the kayach. I'm a musik. I'm holding the goats. I am a musik. I have a power over this to say that the $1,000 of yours is mine. So Mamela, I have the kayach to say any far-fetched taymah I want, the wildest taymah I want to say, because I could say the goats are mine. I bought them. That's kayach ha-taymah. Is that the usual Migul? Migul Da'aza involves a place where you're lying to someone's face. That's the Ha'aza. You're lying to someone. That's right. Well, you don't need a Migul. To say I bought it, I don't need a Migul if I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Okay. The Akopanim, these are two nafkaminis, Migul Chatzitayna, Migul Da'aza, which Rabbi Chanan uses to establish, or the nafkaminis to establish his rule. The Raya, what? So that's why. So I don't want to get into it, but that's what Chana explains. The way the mix is, it's a Migul Da'aza Tepata from a Shvua. So Tepata from a Shvua, you have Kayach HaTayim, you have to swear anyway, so they didn't need a Birur. Shvua is a Birur. The Chana goes into that, but okay. Our Tosfos. Why does this have to do with our Tosfos? Our Tosfos is the Raya. It's Rav Chanan's Raya and Rav Shimon's Raya. That there's a concept of Kayach HaTayna by Migul. What's the proof? The proof is, Rabbi Chanan brings two proofs. I'm just sticking out the one in Oisei. Very, very simple proof. Perua Migul de Mizuyev. When a person says Perua with the Migul Mizuyev, he says, Perua, I must be telling the truth. If I'm lying, I would have said Mizuyev. So that makes sense. When Bezdin is Tanin on Perua, Bezdin Tainis the assignment Perua. Now, let's just think logically. Does it make any sense to say Bezdin Tainis Perua the assignment? If Bezdin knows it's true, Bezdin doesn't know if it's true, right? Bezdin's saying maybe. Right? Bezdin's saying maybe. Bezdin's saying, we're going to tie it for the assignment Perua. Now, it must be true it's Perua. Because if it wouldn't be Perua, Bezdin would tie the Mizuyah. Doesn't make any sense. Bezdin is not even saying that they know it's true that it's Perua. Bezdin is not saying we know it's paid. And believe us, we could have said Mizuyah. Bezdin is just poking around. You know, Kasuma, Baruba. Bezdin has no idea what's going on. And they're just looking for a possibility. So they're saying maybe it's Perua. So what Migul? How do you give Tanin on a Migul? Makes no sense. If someone says, I know something, so you could say, all right, we'll believe you because we have a proof. But if someone says, I don't know if it's so, maybe it's Perua. So we're going to say, Bezdin said, maybe it's Perua. Must be it is Perua because Bezdin could have said, maybe it's Mizuyah. What do you mean? You can't believe Bezdin more than they said. All they said is maybe it's Perua. So we all know maybe it's Perua. What does the Migul add to Bezdin? You say a Migul. What? Who's he? The Yisaimim? Yisaimim, they don't know anything. Yisaimim could have said what? So we're saying, since they could have said Mizuyah, they must be telling the truth. They are telling the truth. They're saying nothing. You say, my head's sitting with their mouth closed. The point is, you're right, but the point is that in our Tysis, we're saying a migu for a maybe. That's the point. We're saying a migu, you know, one of my favorite klutz kashas. Don't feel bad if you don't know why it's a klutz kash. But one of my favorite klutz kashas, my Rebbe Aim ever asked me, is, and this is like a famous one, and you guys, some of you must have heard it from me. By Bari Vishema, Bari Yadis, by Bari Vishema, Bari Yadis. Why doesn't the Shema say, I have a migu, I could have said I'm a Bari? Why don't we make them equal? Bari v'shema, so the Bari wins against the Shema. So the Shema should say, believe me, because I could have said I'm a Bari, so I should be equal to the other person. So why is it a klutz kasha? It's a klutz kasha, because you're a Shema, you have a Migul, you're right, so we believe you, you're a Shema. We believe you, you don't know. Shema, he comes and says, I don't know. Believe me, I don't know, I could have said something. So fine, we believe you, you don't know. But you're still a Shema, right? So Shema with Amigo Bari is still a Shema. It doesn't make him a Bari. Right? If a person says, I don't know, but I had Amigo. It's come out the same thing here. Bezin is saying, maybe it's Perua. Ishkayach. Maybe it's Perua. So you have Amigo, you could have said Mezuyah. Well, what are we giving Bezin? Bezin is Taninon. Maybe it's Perua. With Amigo Mezuyah, the words don't make sense. Best thing, they're just poking around. Maybe this, maybe that. Everyone knows maybe. So Zakra Bochanan, it wouldn't make sense in Taisus, in Taninan, to say a migu. The word migu, in a case where Bezin says Taninan, the word migu should make no sense. Elamai must be, like we said, that migu is kayachataina. Bezin says, maybe it's Parua. And you can't be tevaf in these yisayim, because lamaisa calls them on you. You don't prove the shtar. You're not making the shtar. There's a kayach hatayna against the shtar, because mezuyif would be believed. Now no one's saying mezuyif, but since mezuyif would be believed, that means that that the shtar doesn't have the kayach to take away from a mozik. It can't take away. So as long as there's even a maybe that you don't have to pay, that's good enough. I don't have to pay because of a maybe. That's also good enough. Kayach HaTayna means that the Yisayimim, or the Bezel's timing for the Yisayimim, has a kayach against the Shtar. Since the Shtar is not Mekoyim, and Mezuyif would win against the Shtar, so there's a kayach against the Shtar. That is the Kayach HaTayna. That is the concept of Kayach HaTayna. No, Mezuyif doesn't have to be tiny, because remember, when the Baal Din himself says Perua, he doesn't have to say Migul Mezuyif. Bezin just believes him with Perua, because Bezin understands there's a Migul Mezuyif. He didn't have to say Mezuyif. Nobody has to say Mezuyif. I don't see why there should be a difference. At any rate, this is the aside of Rabbi Chanan Rav Shimon of Perua Migul Mezuyif. Now, let's remember, come back to the Brisker Rav that I started with today. We start with the Brisker Rav. Again, the Brisker Rav was on a simpler thing than all this. The Brisker Rav was a question. If Mezuyif is more Shriach, if Mezuyif, again, the Brisker Rav said, Tanina Perua na Mezuyif. So Perua is more Shriach than Mezuyif. So why does the Migul help? If Perua is Moshiach, so Perua has a Migul Mezuyif. He didn't want to say Mezuyif. Mezuyif is Moshiach. So what are you giving Perua? Migul Mezuyif? He'd rather say Perua, which is Moshiach. He gave him the Kayach of Mezuyif, which is Moshiach. The answer is, we're not saying that he could have said Mezuyif. We're saying that Kozum Manyan, I'm the Kayyim Ishtar, Mazuyev is believed. So he has a Kayach HaTayna against the Ishtar. Kayach HaTayna means he can say whatever he wants against the Ishtar. Anything he wants to say against the Ishtar will be believed because he has a Kayach HaTayna. He's stronger than the Ishtar because of Mazuyev, because there's a possibility of Mazuyev. He has a Kayach HaTayna against the Ishtar and he can say anything. So Mamela Kruah, we believe in Amigo Mizuyah, just to give him the Kayach HaTayna, which it may be Gufa what the Brisker Rebbe's answer is, that in the additional Paris, that's what he meant. I say Perua. You have a Taina Shtarcha B'yadi my boy. You have a Shtar against my Perua. Paris is, I'm stronger than your Shtar. Since Mizuyah would work, so I'm stronger than your Shtar. I can win against your Shtar. So this is the aside of the Kayach HaTayna of Migu, and again, this is the part of this Taisus. For tomorrow, please learn the last part of the Taisus. Taisus really, there are really three halakim to Taisus. There's Tilvad Yesh L'Dagdeg, which is the part where he brings up Yisvara, Taninan. There's the Vad Yesh L'Dagdeg, which is a raya from Baba Basra. The Vim Timer and the Amid Beis, and the Teretz is really like a third part. Try to make sure you understand Taisa Teretz and Yisra Shem for tomorrow. I think there's Rabbi Kidega on Taisa Teretz.